Yeah. And your neighbors, are they coming back?
Well, I talked to one lady when we did that march over the river. I don't. She's asking me. I told her I'm definitely coming back. Mine's paid for. I'm not going nowhere else. This is home. You know?
Right.
You know, this is home. I'm definitely coming back. You know? I only left because of the storm.
Where are you now?
You know? Well, I'm living right now. I'm living at the coffee plant. You know, they got trailers for us to live on the job site. And, you know, other than that, I'd be at my daddy's other piece of property 90 miles from me up in the country. Yeah, I'd be there with my other sister. You know, but since we tore up down here, we was all up there. But I'm back here working, so I'm staying on the company job site. So I can come here every day. It's only like 10, 15 minutes from here.
But you're in a FEMA site?
Yeah, well, I think they got FEMA trailers there, but the company got them. Oh, you know, we don't have them. They got them for people that need somewhere to stay and, you know.
Are you in a trailer?
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen during hurricane season?
I don't know. You know, a lot of us, we're not giving up nothing, you know. I mean, my daddy worked 40 years of his life to pay for two pieces of property down here. We got two houses paid for. We got this one here, 2412 Caffin Avenue. We got another one back on St. Marie Street. That's near the parish line. That's two pieces of property we got bought and paid for. Don't hold nothing on it. Most of this down here, I don't know if you heard or not, is like 99.9% paid for. You know, people don't own no mortgages or none of that, you know. And some of them, just like my dad, who own two houses, like they got a whole family along here own about five houses, you know. And mostly all that's paid for, you know. And you got developers coming to you, they want to give you pennies on a dollar for your land. Now they're going to make $4 or $5 billion.
You're part of the citizens group.
Who me?
That's organizing.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, we're trying to contact, you know, other Katrina survivors. See, like, most of all of the people that live here, I don't know exactly how many, whether it's 2,000 or 3,000, they're scattered, well, not just here in the lower Ninth Ward, but upper Ninth Ward, Gentilly, New Orleans, they're scattered over 44 states, you know? And that's hard when you're scattered about like that, to contact people.
So the citizens group is trying to contact.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, yeah.
How do they do that?
The people that come here. See, a lot of people that come back and they come to these meetings. Like we got one today at 3:00. We got one Saturday at 11 over at the Sanchez Center with a fire truck and all that set up there. And we got another one at the homeowners meeting at Our Lady of Holy Angels. We have one at 1:00. Saturday. So a lot of people, when they come to the city and they come certain places, like one lady I passed, seen them working on their church. I said, you know, they got a meeting at 3:00. She said, no, we didn't know. We're in Lafayette. We're 100 and some miles away. We didn't know they was having a meeting. Mm-hmm. And see, when they come, then they tell somebody, then somebody else will tell somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how we get it out now. We let them know, mm-hmm. just let people know. Mm-hmm. You know, because the meeting, we have a nice little crowd over there at Sanchez on Saturday, and then we let them all go back and let all the people know where you are. You know, that this is gone. Go ahead.
You think the city would put you on their site? You know, help you out, help you find people.
Right.
Are they looking
for
people?
They ain't looking for nobody. They ain't gonna help you look for nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, when you want something, you don't help people to stay here if you want the property. You know, see, that's the whole deal with it all. You know.